presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy, September 12, 1108 America, New York. Ukraine's war economy urgently needs more international support. The budget deficit is widening, but the central bank cannot just print money to cover it.
BBC News Business.
September 12, 1057 America, New York. Mini budget still planned for this month, number 10 says. A fiscal event to outline funding to tackle the cost of living crisis is still due to take place.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 12, 1035 America, New York. Inflation. Why didn't we think of that before? The government of the United Kingdom will cap energy prices paid by households, which have jumped following the reduction of supplies from Russia. Apparently, one goal, if not the goal, since households could otherwise have been simply subsidized to dampen the shock, is to reduce the rate of inflation, see UK.
Daily FX Market News.
September 12, 1030 America, New York. DAX 40 rallies above key 13,000 level as risk on mood starts the week. The index continued to build on its gains last week despite the ECB's jumbo rate hike and energy fears.
New York Times Business.
September 12, 1018 America, New York. Goldman Sachs prepares for layoffs as deal-making slows. The bank reported in July that its profit had fallen because of shakier economic conditions. We have made the decision to slow hiring velocity. David Solomon, the chief executive of Goldman Sachs, said in July.
BBC News Business.
September 12, 1007 America, New York. John Lewis and Homebase among shops closing for Queen's funeral. Supermarket chain Waitrose is also among the retailers who will shut on Monday, the 19th of September.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 12, 10 o'clock America, New York. California offshore wind projects face hurdles as interests weigh in. Commercial fishermen, marine life protectors and tribes are among the groups urging a cautious approach to the turbines.
Daily FX Market News.
September 12, 10 o'clock America, New York. S&P 500. NASDAQ 100. Bulls push into CPI after last week's bullish engulf. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 both posted bullish engulfing formations on the weekly charts last week, and the Fed is in a blackout window ahead of the next FOMC meeting.
BBC News Business.
September 12, 925 America, New York. Mourners set to create unprecedented demand for travel to London. Transport bosses say they expect unprecedented numbers on railways and roads to London. New York Times Business. September 12, 922 America, New York. Trial begins for truck maker accused of duping investors. Prosecutors say Trevor Milton, former chief executive of Nikola, lured retail investors with lies about the electric truck company's technology.
Daily FX Market News.
September 12, 9 o'clock America, New York. Fed ratchets up interest rates, wreaking havoc on emerging market debt. The high-flying U.S. dollar and the Fed's aggressive monetary policy stance has created a looming debt crisis throughout emerging markets.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 12, 812 America, New York. GE names board for healthcare spinoff. General Electric named the board for its healthcare business, which it plans to spin it off as a separate company in the first week of January.
New York Times Business.
September 12, 802 America, New York. Credit card issuers join the fight to limit mass shootings. The creation last week of a new merchant code for gun sales could give financial firms the tool needed to flag suspicious purchases, advocates hope. A new code for guns.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 12, 8 o'clock America, New York. Hilton boutique brand to make debut on Broadway, as Times Square revives. The first Tempo by Hilton Hotel is part of a $2.5 billion project aimed at increasing the entertainment options in New York City's theater district.
Global economy.
September 12, 731 America, New York. China's emergency lending threatens to undo progress on debt relief. Plus, the late Queen Elizabeth's brief, bold foray into trade policy on behalf of the Commonwealth.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 12, 631 America, New York. David McCranney on how minds change. To the founding fathers, it was free libraries. To the 19th century rationalist philosophers, it was a system of public schools. Today it's access to the internet.
Marginal revolution.
September 12, 623 America, New York, Richard Hanania interviews me. 78 minutes, with transcript. It starts off as a normal, talent conversation, but soon takes other paths. We discuss feminization in some detail, libertarianism too. Here is part of Richard's summary.
Marginal revolution. September 12, 321 America, New York, China loan fact of the day. Three of the largest recipients of China's rescue lending have been Pakistan, Sri Lanka and Argentina, which together have received as much as $32.83 billion since 2017, according to data compiled by Aid Data, a research lab at William & Amp. Mary, a university in the U.S.
Global economy.
September 12, 2:35 America, New York, UK economy stagnates as cost of living crisis hits spending power. Output is flat in the 3 months to July, below the 0.1% expansion expected by economists.
Marginal revolution.
September 12, 104 America, New York, the culture transplant. How migrants make the economies they move to a lot like the ones they left. That is the new forthcoming book by Garrett Jones, and his wisdom. I am very much looking forward to reading, rereading the final version of this one. See the link for my blurb based on a pre-pub reading. Here is the Amazon summary.